brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We're getting closer and closer to the great feast of Christmas. And I've been asking you, what gift are you going to give the King? What are you going to give God as your gift to Him for this next year? I remember having made decisions to not do this or not to do that, and they lasted. Whatever it is, whatever you can offer the child Jesus as a sign of your hope and your faith. And if they're fragile, just come and say, Lord, I don't know what to believe. I don't know who to believe. Just draw close to Him and talk to Him about it, because He hears your every word. Let's take a look at the readings now that prepare us. From the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45. I am the Lord, there is no other. I form the light, I create the darkness. I make well-being and I create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old? Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. There is no just and saving God but me. Look to Him always in every circumstance. Look to Him. Ask for His wisdom. Ask for His courage, God's courage. But ask for it. Give me courage, Lord, to do what I know I should do. Give me hope. Always turn to the Lord and ask Him. Turn to me, He says, and be safe, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word. To me every knee shall bend. By me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before Him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against Him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. You know, I just have to stop here for a moment from the readings and just say, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I want to see you all in heaven. I pray that I will get to heaven, that all of us can meet there. My goodness, what a time that would be. Brothers and sisters, we are so loved by God. And He so wants to give us what we most need to draw us to Himself. And that's why sometimes difficulties come, that it can affect whether we believe in God. I've heard people say, well, I'll never believe in God again because this person died or that person was hurt. I'll never believe in God again. That's exactly when you should turn to God and say, Lord, help me. Give me deeper faith. Give me deeper strength to trust in You. And God will hear you. Psalm 85 tells us, let the clouds rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a Savior. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for He proclaims peace to His people. Near indeed is His salvation to those who fear Him. Glory dwelling in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. This is what awaits us. You know, I hate to say this, but don't be stupid and just listen to what this world tells you or this famous person says if it goes against these words. Please listen to the Lord. Listen to him all the time. Read his word daily. I'm getting close to saying, I really want you to promise me. I haven't said that yet, but I want you to read his word daily. It can be the readings of the day. Read through them in the quiet of your own heart and say, where does this apply to me? The Lord himself will give us his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Think of that. We want to follow the Lord. We make mistakes. We fall. We even fall into a ditch sometimes. We fall big time and little times. But God forgives those who come to him, who ask for his forgiveness, who receive the great mercy of the sacrament. He will come to you. He loves you. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 18b to 23. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to ask you, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" At that time, Jesus cured many of their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits. He also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." His word, brothers and sisters, it's living. It's active. His word has the power to change our lives. It certainly changed mine. I was somewhere in high school, and it deepened my faith. I never lost my faith. It deepened my faith. It helped me. It gave me guidelines to follow him more closely. And that's what God wants for each one of us, through his word, through himself, that he will give us what we need. God wants you close to him. And just say that to the Lord. I've done that sometimes. I've just said to the Lord, "Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. Would you please help me?" That's all you need to pray. Help me. Show me. And then be quiet enough or still enough so that you can sense what God wants you to. Someone will walk up to you, as I've told you before. You'll pick up something you're reading that you've never seen before. That's how he speaks. It's not an audible voice, but he speaks to us. He lets us know because he loves us. Follow him. Read his word every day. Cardinal John O'Connor, who was the Archbishop of New York, and died in the year 2000. And he said, in part, in an article that he wrote, he said, "In the very first part, the profession of faith, the catechism raises a basic question, a question absolutely crucial. It asks, what does it mean to believe? What is life's ultimate meaning? What does your life mean? What does my life mean? Are we in fact only specks in the universe, whirling about meaninglessly, not really going anywhere, doomed to die forever, to go on whirling about in some other form? Is this our destiny? If so, why are we not perfectly content? Why the restlessness within us? What is there about us that searches for meaning beyond everyday events? How do we differ? Do we differ from the beasts of the field, birds of the air, fish in the waters, even the plant life around us? The Catechism answers those questions in speaking of man's capacity for God. The capacity for God is deep within us. We are made that way. Nothing, no one can completely fill us except God Himself. Only in total communion with God do we really find ourselves. St. Augustine, after searching among the intellectual of the world of his day and indulging his passions, finally, still unfulfilled, gave up. What did he say? My heart was made for you, O Lord, and it will not rest until it rests in you. St. Paul tells us, in him we live and move and have our being. The Catechism tells us that finally, after centuries of waiting for the Messiah, God revealed himself in all his fullness by way of his Son, Jesus the Lord. In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son. Christ, the Son of God made man, is the Father's one perfect and unsurpassable word. In him, he has said everything. There will be no other word than this one. Christ is the fullness of all revelation. You read his word. Do you follow it? Do you love him? Do you do as he has asked us to do? Do you listen to him every day? And I really challenge you, let me know what steps you take to find a little time each day. I ask, if it's all possible, 15 minutes. Maybe husbands, as I've said before, can help wives, and wives can help husbands. But please, find a little time to talk to him, because he wants to draw you. You. No matter what your past, if you've asked forgiveness, it's gone. Trust him. Turn to him. Love him. He will lead you to the fullness of life forever. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.